Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Sharing valuable space on the clothes horse, visiting guests turning into full-time lodgers, passive-aggressive agreements and disagreements about unpaid bills. The dynamics and the petty irritations of house sharing are very familiar. Most of us have spent at least a portion of our lives dealing with difficult housemates, but it's something that the so-called Generation Rent are dealing with for much, much longer than any previous generation, as the prospect of buying a home becomes out of reach. Joining me to talk about this are DJ and broadcaster Thomas Cross, better known as Crossy, and Jade Hayden, head of digital Stellar and VIP. Good morning to both of you. Crossy, are any of your former housemates Radio 1 listeners, do you think, or can you dish the dirt with gay abandon?
I was thinking about this actually earlier on. I was like, what can I say? Look, I think I can say enough actually that will mean that I won't name the people, but it's tough out there. It's now turned into a dating app. Because when you're going looking for somebody now to move into your house because you can't afford a house, you have to kind of look at everything about it. It's not just someone moving into your room. It's somebody that you're going to have to live with. You're going to have to experience birthdays with, disappointments, joyous occasions, because they're in the comfort of your own home. And it's scary out there. It's like dating somebody.
Well,
these days.
I was just going to say, it is as close to a spouse without actually exchanging vows as you can get, isn't it?
And it can be awful. There's probably so many people listening right now that can name at least two bad housemates that they've had over the last few years.
Well, the problem is, I started thinking about my housemate horror stories before I came in and said, is the reason that I don't have any because I was the horrific housemate? It probably was the case. Jade, how many stories have you got?
Oh, so many. And like, Philip, I really hope that they don't listen to Radio 1 because I don't really know how vague I can be about them. But there's such a desperation, especially now when you're living in Ireland. You want to find somewhere who's the perfect, ideal housemate. But given the current situation, you're kind of just looking around for one. You're like, I'll take anyone at this point. Like, you can do all the research in the world, but at the end of the day, you're moving in with strangers a lot of the time. And you really don't know someone until you're living with them.
What was, without naming names, what was the incident, Jade, that brought you closest to throttling somebody?
Oh, God. I mean, there's been a couple, but I used to live in this house that had, I suppose, the thinnest walls known to man. Like, they might as well have been cardboard. And a person I was living with at the time would just constantly be bringing people into the house, like men, women, friends, whoever. And they would have the loudest conversations at 2 a.m. on a Sunday night before work. And I would text this person and I would kind of say, hi, can you please keep it down? You know, like, I have work in the morning. And I'd just be fully ignored in the chat to the point where eventually this person moved out and it was fine. But there was another time, and one of these person's friends, and I can only presume that they were extremely drunk, but they barged into my bedroom in the middle of the night, and I was terrified. I thought we were being broken into or haunted or something. And then they just stumbled down the hallway, never to be seen again. And I was just kind of sitting there being like, this isn't like a student accommodation situation. Like, we're all adults. Why is this happening in this house that I'm paying a lot of money to rent in?
Because you had people like me who were always quite happy to bring the party home to the house.
Yeah.
More than
not.
Or 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I did, yeah.
I had a housemate before who used to rob my drink all the time. Now, I am the most generous person ever. If you would like a glass of something, please, just all you have to do is text, say, can I have this, then replace it. I remember I had a party. I don't think I've ever had parties before in the house. And I remember one night having a load of people over and I poured them all a certain drink and they were like, that's water. And I was like, how is that water? Like, I was given that as a gift. And it turns out
years... Were we housemates?
It's like, this is your life here now, Philip. I need this amount of money. But yeah, it's so sad because you want to be able to go home. And I think the other problem is as well, Jade, if you found it as well, that if your housemate starts dating somebody, you are now dating that person as well. Because there's only one couch. There's a bedroom. There's noise. There's them eating your food, them having date nights. And then you're the spare wheel in there going, oh, hi, I'm single. How are you? And it's not nice.
And they're not paying bills, are they? They're not paying rent. That's one of the really big aggravations, Jade.
It is. It really is. I'm consistently living with couples. I don't know what's wrong with me. I keep ending up in these situations. But I've lived with two couples who have lived in the house before I've moved in. But there's also been situations where people have just kind of started bringing their partners over and suddenly you are living in the house with them. Like, there was one time I was living in a house with four people and one of the guys, like, absolutely lovely guy, got on with him so well. But suddenly it was like his partner was in the house all of the time and they were on the couch and they were watching TV and he wasn't paying rent and he wasn't paying bills. And there was a time limit on it. He was going to be leaving by the end of the month. But it public
displays of affection at 8 o'clock in the morning
that,
as well.
Yeah, a lot of that. You just feel like you're encroaching on people's space all the time as well. You know, that you come in, they're set up and you feel like you can't join because you don't know if they're having a movie night or are they just chilling out. Or if it's just one other person in the room, you do feel far more comfortable kind of joining them. You're on a level playing field. But I mean, couples, I've done my fair share of them now and I'll never go back again.
Crossy, tell me about the bank manager that gave you relationship advice.
Oh, so a couple of years ago, I got so upset and so annoyed that I kept coming to that situation of needing a housemate. So I went to a bank manager, sat down, and he said, "Have you ever thought about dating anybody?" And I went, "Why?" And he's like, "Well, if you want to go for a mortgage on your wage, you need to have two people to go." And I was like, even my bank manager was looking at me as Bridget Jones. And I felt really annoyed about it because I don't mind renting for the rest of my life. Like, I'm totally happy renting. But it's just that point when you go to meet someone. I had a fella before who used to walk around in the nip and then he used to eat his food and like he'd just say wear shorts and no top and he'd have his feet on the table where the coffee table, we'd have our popcorn on or you'd have your glass of wine on and I was going, get out of this house. Like, why are you, but again, he was treating it like his own home.
Mortgages and loans, counter one. Eligible bachelors, counter two. Did you ever consider compromising your marital status, Jade, in order to put yourself on a more secure footing?
I've considered it, but I mean, it hasn't been happening for me so far, so I'm not going to rely on that. But it is difficult as a single person, you know, especially when you have this like revolving door of housemates. And a lot of the time people leave because they're moving in with a partner or they're buying a house. And like, it is hard to not look inward and think, okay, well, why am I in that period of my life? Why am I still living with people I don't know? Because right now it's absolutely fine for me. I'm thankfully living with a housemate who I get along great with. But in like, you know, 5 or 10 years time, am I still going to be happy in that situation? I might want to buy or I might want to live alone, but I don't even know if I'll have the means for that.
Okay. I mean, I know I'm being glib and a little bit facetious about all of this, but the point at which it must really start to get in on you is that home isn't your sanctuary when you are sharing it with people who you just don't know what they're going to be inviting or bringing into the house at any point, do you, Jade?
You really don't. I mean, you kind of feel like you're just encroaching on people's space all the time, you know, and like, If you move in with someone who's been there for years, they have their furniture, they have their crockery, they have their way of doing things, and suddenly you're there and you're trying to claim that space of your own, so you're just not hiding out in your room all the time. But I've absolutely been in situations where I've been like, I just don't feel comfortable in this house. Like the last kind of couple I lived with, it was during lockdown and obviously tensions are high, but they were just kind of fighting consistently all the time. And I really felt like I was a kid living with my parents again. I kind of be creeping up the stairs being like, what are they bickering about now? And I had a moment where I was like, hang on, I'm paying a lot of money to live here. And I'm hiding out my bedroom for the guts of 3 months at that point because it was the midst of lockdown. And it becomes really, really difficult to feel comfortable in your own space when that's the situation.
Crossy, can your home be a home if there's a housemate in it?
I don't think so. And there's a new issue that has only happened 2 years ago. WFH, working from home. You now have somebody who wants to work there and live there. I remember at one stage I was living with someone, it's like living in a bank. You couldn't come out because I was working 9 to 5 and like I finished work at 12 o'clock every day and you couldn't watch Countdown or whatever because you were afraid that you were encroaching on their work and their job and you don't want to do that. And you're going, hang on a second, this isn't a bank, this is a house. I should be living here. And that's a massive issue I think people are having as well now.
51551 for the texts. I knew it was time to move out on my own when one morning I found my housemate emptying her hot water bottle into the kettle.
Oh no!
The mind boggles. What on earth was this person thinking? That one is now going to be rattling around in my head for the rest of the programme as I try to solve it. It does, all of these horror stories raise the question though, might we be better off if you find yourself in this situation long term, going back to mum and dad and saying, hi, it's me again.
I thought that my room is currently a floor drobe. It's full of clothes for my sister, my mom. Even the dog has a little wardrobe these days, so I will never be able to move back home.
Okay. They've changed the locks and said, no thanks,
Crossy. Plus, I live in originally from Navan, and I'm living in Dublin now. So it's just crazy, lads. I'd rent for the rest of my life if it was reasonable. At the minute, it's sort of reasonable at the minute, but yeah, it's tough.
Jade, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Hayden. It's me again.
Yeah, no, I physically wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I am from Dublin and we do live in Dublin, but it's like the outskirts of Dublin. It would take me 3-hour round trip to get in and out to work. I just can't do it. And even though you're not having the same issues with your parents as you are with housemates, but there is that level of like, you're not getting the same independence. You know, I can go out and at least if my housemate's going to make a mess and they're going to be a nightmare, that's fine. But at least I'm not going to be getting texts at 6 p.m. being like, oh, where are you? Why aren't you home yet? You know, at least there's that. And I'll take all the mess in the world over not having to deal with that anymore.
Jade Hayden and Crossy, thank you both very much. I need to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.